Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. This is Carrie, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Sunday, October 24th, 2010. I am in Las Vegas. My co-host, Mike Reynolds, is in Baltimore. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Terry. I'm doing fine today. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I was just asking Carl if you were watching the football game.
Oh, you watching the game? Baltimore's they're winning right now, but they're getting it took to them. The Buffalo Bills are taking it to them, so.
See, this is that's what I mean, Carl. See. That's what I mean. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me bring on our guest today. But first of all, let me welcome Amazon Princess to the chat room. Hello and welcome. Haven't seen you in a while. So welcome to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Click on the TSJ Radio Show page and then the play chat button underneath the Carl Anderson Show. You can also call in and speak to Carl on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Carl Seaman Anderson has earned a solid reputation as one of the most acclaimed, consistent, and professional percussionists available today. As a sideman, he has worked with Matt Marshak, Shane, Art Sherrod Jr., and Philip Martin. His current project is a gospel soul CD called Starting Out. Carl Seaman Anderson, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, how you doing, Terry? What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Doing all right. I'm doing good. Doing good. I want to first give honor to God for this opportunity and thank you guys for recognizing the talent, giving me a chance to tell the people in the land and the world a little bit about myself today.
Well, you're welcome. You know, Mike was the one to introduce me to you. Mike, tell me how you met Carl.
I met Carl at a couple of gigs around the area. You know, like I said, Carl plays drums for Art Sherrod Jr. and Matt Marshak. And like I said, we hooked up at the Colton's Point Jazz Fest down in Southern Maryland. And like I said, he was down there playing with Matt Marshak and Joaquin Joyner. And like I said, we talked, and he told me he had a CD and everything. So he gave me a CD. And I took it home and listened to it, and it was quite enjoyable. So I loved the CD.
Okay.
So, we were just sitting there talking, and, you know, those guys are such good guys, you know. We just had a ball down there.
So, Carl, did you grow up in the area?
Yes, I'm originally from Annapolis, Maryland. I reside in Glen Burnie, Maryland now. It's about 15 minutes away from Annapolis. And started when I was 5 years old, playing drums in my house. My father was playing 45s and albums, for those that may not know, for CDs and cassette tapes.
I know.
So my father was very, he wasn't a musician. He was a singer, he was very influential in my early stages of my career. And really taught me a lot of the ins and outs, and has sung professionally in the gospel circuit himself. So, and just my family on both sides, my mom's side as well as my father's side, just a rich history of just singing, you know, not just gospel, but just a rich history of music.
Now, why drums? I mean, you know, most guys now we interview, they're saxophonists or something like that, but why did you choose the drums?
You know, I think it was just something, you know, my father saw in me. Best believe, you know, I love what I do, the energy, the excitement that I bring to the stage, you know, every night that I perform. I think it's very, you know, obvious and evident through, you know, what I bring to the stage. You know, the crowd is definitely into it. And pleasant surprise, I would say, a lot at the end of the shows, you know, because a lot of times people are always like, you know, when you going to get the drum or something, you know, so not knowing, you know, what I do as well as, you know, MCing, rapping and things of that nature in the show. So it's definitely a nice twist to it.
Okay. And you said you were 5 years old when you started playing?
Yes, five. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you were banging on your mother's pots and pans in the kitchen?
Yes,
while she was trying to cook?
Yes, the walls, my little sister, the car.
Your little sister.
Yes.
Mm. Wow. Now, I read that you founded a couple of bands there, one go-go band called Occupation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I started in that band when I was 11 years old. And it was just a few guys from middle school, you know, for those that don't know, you know, the go-go scene is very influential out here in the Maryland, D.C. metropolitan area, and we, you know, we was like, well, let's do something, you know. We weren't about the streets and, you know, and hanging out and doing crazy stuff, so we wanted to do something positive, and we took the initiative, and we did it, and I was there in that group for about 4.5 years until I was 16. And then I parted ways with them. And then my father passed away that same year of 95, summer of 95. So it was a very low point at the time for me. Just going through a lot of different changes. At times I kind of wonder if this is really what I was called to do. And but after, you know, him passing and understanding, you know, him passing the torch as far as musically what he's done to me, I knew I could never turn back from where I started. So it was a, you know, as well as an inspiration, you know, as well as maybe a low point, some people may say, but it was definitely an inspiration for me to continue what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there was another group you created, a youth gospel group called Unified. Now, is that group still together?
No, not in existence. I left them as well.
okay.
Just, you know, with groups, you guys know, being in the scene, being in music, just in general, you know, music, just dealing with different people. You know, groups are hard to really keep together and everyone being on one accord. So I parted ways with them, and they stayed together for, I would say, about another 2 or 3 years. And I'm with my current group that I put together called Connected, and I've learned a lot from those experiences with Occupation, Unified, and now with Connected. You know, I have a very solid core of musicians and singers, and we're traveling around here locally as well as regionally, and I'm just blessed to have those guys in my corner right now.
And is Connected a gospel group?
Yes, well, we don't necessarily call ourselves gospel. We call ourselves gospel soul.
Okay.
We have such a variety of different styles of I would say, you know, forms of gospel music that people like, and we bring such a soulful nature to it. One of the biggest things I'm trying to do with my music in that circuit is that I want to be able to perform in more diverse, you know, arenas, not just your typical four-wall churches and church venues or festivals, but really spreading the gospel out to different venues around the country, you know. And we do that, and with us being having a different twist to our sound, people are more acceptable to it.
for me. Now, Cole, now how did you transition from, your youthful days doing a go-go and then to the gospel and now into the smooth jazz, I guess, more soul or R&B type arena?
I would say I met Mr. Art Sherrod about 10 years ago, maybe a little more than 10 years ago, about 11, 12 years ago. And we were working in different factions of groups around here in the area. And we started a small group not too long after that. And we played a little locally for a while. Then we parted ways, and everybody was just kind of doing their own musical thing, but we still stayed connected. So it was about, I would say, 2002. Early 2002, he came to me and said, Carl, I'm ready to step out on my own and start pursuing this smooth jazz thing. And, he knew I sung background vocals as well as played drums at the same time. So he was like, I really would like you to be a part of my group. So initially, that's where I got my start, in the smooth jazz, R&B field. So.
Okay. So I wanted to go back to your father. He founded a gospel group called the Dynamic Travelers, and you traveled with him for a while during this time.
Yes. I mean, just like I said, from the age of five to about, I would say probably time, about the age of 9, 10 or so, they actually retired from singing, and they had been singing well over 40 years at that point. And I had the chance to, visit a lot of the venues around the area as well as abroad. A lot of the gospel artists, a lot of the gospel greats like Shirley Caesar. I had a chance to meet her through my dad, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, which actually also my godfather, the late Mike Cook, used to sing for them as well. And just very influential in the upbringing as far as that's why my bass is so heavy gospel-wise, I would say.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about your project, and then I want to get into a song that you produced for Matt Marshak. But first, okay, Let's start with your gospel soul project starting out. Tell us about that.
This was, I can honestly say, this was like a true journey through my musical career. A lot of these songs were written or came into existence probably about close to 12, 13 years ago. And I did two songs, I remade two songs that my father actually recorded with his group on this project. And I really wanted to give people a chance to see and hear what I'm doing. A lot of people just know me as a drummer. But this album was able to really, show my producing side, as well as my vocal side and my arrangements. And it's been truly a blessing, just not here, but all over the country. And every song played a part in some particular part in my life, some particular stage. And from the time I was 5 to this point now, now I'm 32. I don't mind saying my age, but I would say a journey through the different styles of gospel music that have been very influential in my career musically as well as personally. And there's definitely a song for everyone, for someone. There's a song for someone on that CD.
Okay, I'm going to start with Have a Friend. So tell me about this one.
Have a Friend was basically a song that in my early years of growing up and being in the church, realizing that, I know I have a friend, but not realizing how close of a friend he was and how close a friend he is. And this was like a song for me to pretty much, I think, where a lot of people, young folks today, find themselves at today. It's like, I know God exists, but, does he really hear my prayers? Does he really know I exist? And even when we're traveling, when I'm traveling with Matt across the country, a lot of people are always intrigued by how we carry ourselves in a very clean group, and I don't mind saying that. We're not one of those groups that you see as drinking and boozing and, you know, women running out of hotels, you know, and we definitely we honor that, because that's, you know, we believe what we do is not just on stage, but extension off of the stage. And so this song, Have a Friend, is basically just simply, you know, explaining that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so from drummer Carl Seaman Anderson's Gospel Soul Project, this is Have a Friend. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? What's your name?
This is Carrie S.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Do you have a question for Carl?
Yeah, I just want to know how my baby boy is doing. That's my little brother for those in the, everybody in the DMV area. Carl is very special to me. in my heart, an awesome drummer, awesome musician, an awesome producer, and I just want to ask him, what's next? What do we have to look forward to in the nearest future?
Well, in the soon near future, I'm working on another CD right now with Matt Marshak. That's going to be released early part of next year, as well as my first jazz project. We're going to be releasing a single on the Nuance label next spring, early summer. So that's what's on the burner right now.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, I'm excited, and I look forward to hearing it, Carl, okay? See
you.
All right. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Carl,
no.
What is C-Man?
No.
How did you get that?
Where I get C-Man from? Well, you know, I was getting tired. People always call me Carlton. I mean, that's my grandfather's name, but, you know, so plus my name is Carl Anderson, and, you know, the as they always say me, you know, tell me, you know, the real Carl Anderson, you know, he's deceased now. So it's like, you know, I was, like, thinking about it. I had to change and do something even before he passed. I was like, I got to do something. You know, I can't – they already have another, they already have a Carl Anderson, same spelling and everything. So so that's, you know, it's just short. And basically, it has, like, a spiritual overtone as well, you know. I believe God's given me a strong discernment of, like, the spirit as far as recognizing people, connecting with folks. So in so many words, if you think about it, it's like see man. It's like I see man, you know, like. So, and also just another side note, Terry Essa just called. I produced two tracks off of her, her latest CD that came out a few years back. So, and she does R&B, soul, jazz. I mean, awesome vocalist in the DMV area. So I want to send some love back out to her as well.
Okay, cool. Now, Cornell, you mentioned Arch Rod earlier as the person who got you started in the smooth jazz genre. But how did you wind up hooking up with Matt Marshak?
Oh, man, this is crazy. I've been working with Matt now for like 4.5 years. And through a mutual friend here in the Anne Arundel County area, Matt was doing the Fox 45 News morning show on a Good Friday about 4 years ago. And he and I only met over the phone. He didn't know how I sounded, if I could even play. But our first gig was on a live TV show. So
wow.
Yeah, so that was very interesting, to say the least. But, man, it turned out great. And as they say, the rest is history, man. It's been wonderful working with him and having the chance and opportunity to travel across the country with him. And just like I just did, I produced a track on his last CD, On the Rocks, and I'm on the current CD, Family Function. And it's just been wonderful, man. We was in Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival last weekend. We opened up for Boney James, and the crowd was just very receptive to us, man. It was just awesome. It was great.
So let's talk about that song that you produced for Matt. Tell us about that.
Life is a Mystery. Well, we were Matt had called me and said, you know, hey, man, he's like, you know, if you want to submit a track for my next project, you know, he's like, I definitely like some of your stuff that you're working on. And so all jokes aside, we were doing a casino gig in Charlestown, West Virginia. And we were just chilling in the hotel after the gig, and I had my keyboard, had some, you know, my tracks with me, and he was listening to a couple of songs. He was like, I like this, I like that. And then we heard that track. He was like, I want that. That's the track I like. And he's like, I definitely hear a vibe with that. So about 2 weeks later, he called me. He said, man, this is what I came up with. And I tell you, it was, I think it's one of the, I mean, the whole album is nice, but definitely it set a tone for the next project with the Family Function project. It really set a tone for that next project. So, yeah, that's how Life is a Mystery came about.
I like this, too. You did a great job on this. I'm going to play that next. This mm-hmm. is from Matt Marshak's 2008 CD, On the Rocks. The song is called Life is a Mystery. Life is a Mystery, a song that Carl produced for Matt Marshak's On the Rocks CD. That is a 2008 CD. Very nice, Carl. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Carl, you mentioned that you had your keyboard. So do you play keys as well?
Yeah, I would say I do some keyboard work. I would say more of a studio musician when it comes to keyboards, you know.
Right.
Yeah, just, you know, I as far as producer is concerned, it's just I like working with different sounds and being able to connect with different artists that I've worked with, you know, like Terry and Matt, as well as doing my own project and working with a lot of different vocalists I worked on my CD. And I believe I really have a gift of being able to work and being able to really cultivate and bring out those things in those artists that maybe not necessarily, you know, may know for themselves, but it's truly a blessing. And I've tried my hand at bass. I stuck with it for a minute, but, you know, I really, I guess keyboards is just like, you know, something I really like picked up, you know.
Yeah.
And I've played mostly by ear, but, you know, being in the business, having a lot of friends who play, you know, I pick up chords and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, this is like, what's that chord, blah, blah, blah. So that's basically how I really styled myself playing keyboards. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've produced for Matt Marshak and Terry S., mm-hmm. and you've also worked with Art Sherrod and Shang and Philip Martin. Who else have you worked with, and are you producing for other artists now or in the future?
Yes, one of my artists, I would say, will be coming out in 2011 is a vocalist named Janicki. She is from the Hollis, Queens, New York area, and she's an awesome vocalist. She's actually singing on my track number 7, "For That Stretch," and she's going to be releasing her her project in 2011. Awesome vocalist, and I've worked with Jeff Koshua, saxophonist, Brian Simpson, keyboard player, the group 480 East from Canada, Toronto actually, Jakeem Joyner, and Philip Martin, and a lovely lady here by the name of Shang.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jakeem was here, I'm in Las Vegas, and he was here. Oh, it was a couple of years, in 08, that's when it was, in 08. Mm-hmm. He performed at a free concert for the 4th of July weekend. Were you here then?
No, because actually I didn't know him at the time. I just met him in 08, actually. I normally work with Jakeem when he's on the East Coast. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned a young lady from Hollis, New York. Now, we asked Matt this, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. What's up with you guys with this New York Maryland connection you guys got? Because Matt's band is from Maryland, and now you grabbing our vocalists from New York. I mean, what's going on, man?
Oh, well, I'll tell you a little secret, but the whole world will know after I tell you this. Janicki is my girlfriend and my soon-to-be wife.
Congratulations.
And, yes, thank you. So she's relocated here to Maryland about 10 years ago. And I met her 3.5 years ago. And she's been like a true blessing, you know, not just musically, but just, you know, as a friend. And she's, you know, my side, right by my side, even in my business and working with me with my C-Man Productions company. So And she's an awesome vocalist. She has worked and recorded with Donnie McClurkin, and she is just awesome. And believe me, the world is in for a treat. So I can't really, to be honest with you, I met Matt before I met her. But I met her in Maryland. So I don't know. I don't know what it is with the Maryland, New York thing.
Okay, all right. Is that the young lady that was at the Ram's Head that was singing?
Yes, it was.
Okay, there you go. Okay, all right.
And then she's had a chance. When I was in Penn's Landing in August with Jakeem featured her as well. So she's been a true blessing, you know, and she's definitely has a voice that, you know, a lot of people think, she reminds them of like Layla Hathaway. And she's, you know, the crowds are just, like, overwhelmed because they just, you know, people always say, well, yeah, my girlfriend can sing, because that's what happened with Jakeem. And, you know, it was a situation where we need to kind of stretch some things. I said, well, Jakeem, my girlfriend can sing. So he's kind of looking at me like, okay. So when she sung, he was just like, oh, man, like, I didn't know.
Wow. All right, well, let's listen to another song from your CD starting out, and it's called Spirit. So tell me about that one.
Spirit is a song that actually is featuring Janicki on this song. The Spirit is basically where I am now. You know, I'm just being led by Spirit, and it's important that as Christians today, you know, it's very important that we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And the thing is, you know, we have to make sure that in all things that we're being led by the Spirit of God. And I can truly thank God for leading me in the right direction to meet Matt, Art, and everyone else I've worked with. So that's basically where that's the background for that song. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're talking to drummer Carl Seaman Anderson. If you have a question or you'd like to speak with him, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. From his Starting Out CD, this is Spirit. Drummer Carl Anderson's starting out CD. And Carl, where can that CD be picked up?
It's on iTunes. It's on cdbaby.com. Or, you know what, by chance, I have a website. And you can purchase it from my website. And you can go to www.c-manproductions.com. And that's www.c-manproductions.com. Okay.
All right. All right. So now, what's coming up for you in the near future besides your new CD?
You know, still traveling and touring with Matt. We're actually going to be in the Bahamas in 2 weeks with Mark
wow.
Antoine and Jakeem Joyner. And so we're going to be doing that. And we're going to be in the New York City area. Early part of November and mid part of December, possibly. Yeah. So.
Oh, I need to hang out with you guys. Let's go to the Bahamas.
Okay. I know that's right. What's happening in the Bahamas? Is this just a? What's going on there?
Well, there's a regional radio station down there called the Groove. It's owned by a gentleman named Randy Bennett. And this is their smooth jazz cruise that they take out. This will be their fourth year.
Okay,
and,
the cruise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard something about that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Great guy, man. I've actually had a chance to work with a trumpet player named David Wells from the West Virginia area. I've worked with him. I've worked with Jesse J on there. And worked with Pamela Williams last year. And this year, we worked with Mark Antoine and Jakeem Joyner. And it's going to be a blast, definitely.
Wow. No, you were actually in Fayetteville when you played with David, right? David and Matt and him, right?
Yeah, actually, David was on the card. I actually played for Ollie Silk, Archie Rod Jr., and Matt Marshak.
Okay,
yeah,
triple
it was a package deal. Yeah, Jazz on the River. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
And Eric Garris was on the card. I mean, it was a lot of music happening that day.
How do you memorize that much music? I mean, three guys in one day, you had to memorize all that music, or you were already kind of familiar with Arts and Matt already, but I mean, that's still a lot to kind of take in.
Well, let me tell you this much. My head is probably spinning right now. you think about it, on an average, I could be working on 2, 3, 4 different artists on top of, you know, me working on my solo projects as well as working with others, you know, assisting them and stuff. So believe me, there's never a dull moment, say the least.
Wow.
So, Carl, has your career, is it what you had hoped or dreamed it would be?
Oh, I tell you this much. My career has definitely has took me places, have seen and met a lot of great musicians and artists that in some cases we'll never see again in this lifetime. And I'm just very blessed to be able to have worked and played in some of these venues around the country, I tell you, words really can't explain what my career has really done for me, and that's just the honest God truth. Because whatever, once I start talking about it, then I can think about something else. So it's like, we'll get tongue-tied, you know, tongue-tied. You know what I'm saying? So
well, that's great. I mean, you've been able to play with all of these musicians, you know, as a sideman, as their drummer, sort of behind the artist, and you've been able to play with them and travel with them and, you know, go to places that you have not been before. And that's what a musician's life is all about. So that's great.
Well, yeah. You know, and that's true. And I want to ask Carl one question. We've never asked anybody this. What is one venue that you've been in awe about? Like when you walked in, you was like, "Man, this is a really nice venue." You know, what is one venue that you've played at that you was just stunned by the elegance and the beauty of it?
I would say it had to be in last year. We were at the Cantalina Jazz Festival, and I've never been to Cantalina Island in California. And, you know, so many people are like, man, your love is nice, blah, 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 you know. But to be able to experience it for myself and to see it, and, you know, we got off the ferry and, you know, to see how folks were just living, you know, sometimes we take for granted the little things in life. And, you know, these folks were just, I mean, were just in awe about us coming, you know, to perform. But, man, just to see that place, that venue, and just the whole atmosphere, the environment was just off the chain, you know. And once again, we was riding over there with other musicians. We was on the same ferry with Paul Taylor, and when we got there, it was other musicians, you know, other artists, and it was just a real family-oriented type of situation, you know. So I would say Cantalina Jazz Festival has probably been one of the you know, that's definitely at the top of my list. Yeah.
And that's a beautiful place as well. Just beautiful.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's just amazing, you know.
And
I'm not really big on water, but I was with Matt Bostick, actually. I was with Matt. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now I want to ask you about the We Care and Friends organization. Tell me about this.
We Care and Friends is an organization that's based out locally, Annapolis, Maryland. The head director of that organization is Mr. Larry Griffin. He is actually a member of my group, Connected, and he and I partnered in my Live the Dream concert, which is my CD release in July of 08. And he does a lot of work in the community for the homeless. For those that want to change their life over from drugs and alcohol, and just, you know, just a pillar of the community. And I mean, they definitely care. I can tell you that much. And every year they do a Thanksgiving dinner. They do a toys drive for Christmas. And then last year, we had so much snow out here. I mean, Mike, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had snow that was just ridiculous. And his facility where he runs his business out of, they actually took in, I would say, close to almost 90 homeless people during the course of that time, and fed them and just gave them, a shelter, you know, a home for them, because, you know, it could have been very devastating for some of those families, you know. And to be honest with you, not everyone is just, you know, I don't want to say like this, but, you know, obviously it's the truth in some cases. Everyone doesn't look, you know, like they're homeless, okay? There's some people we see, mm-hmm. they may be wine or smelling liquor, but there are some people who just have lost jobs, you know, during this, you know, during, you know, this period that our economy is really suffering. You know, there's a lot of people who just had to just college, I give rid, just had to, you know, they've lost everything, you know, and that's one of the things I thank God for through our music, you know, that we do as artists. Smooth jazz, a lot of people think the scene is dead. It's live and well, you know, and I want to tell all the listeners, all the supporters out there, continue to support live jazz music. And, you know, it's, you know, you can't go wrong with live instrumentation. I don't care. I love, you know, I like some rap, you know. I don't I'm not against the hip hop and all that, but it's nothing like hearing live music. And
that's true.
Smooth jazz is never going to die. So
I agree with you there. I totally agree with you there. And okay, so how are you involved with this organization?
Well, basically what we do, you know, at different times of the year, we will donate our time as far as doing concerts and benefits for the organization. And that, you know, different times I've been able to talk to some of his, you know, to some of those that have come in for help and be of assistance. Just like I said, last year we did, well, the last 2 years running, we've done their Thanksgiving dinner and performed there, and I've given out free posters and CDs to some people and everything. So it's been really a blessing. It's really just an honor to be able to give back, you know.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I know you talked about your upcoming CD earlier, but if you just give us a mention about it again, is there a working title for it?
Not yet.
Okay.
All
right.
I you know, honestly, I have about 5 tracks that I'm working on right now, and we're looking, just like I said, we're looking at the early part of spring of 2011 or the summer of 2011 to drop a single.
Okay, and who's going to be working with you on it?
Obviously, Matt's going to be working with me, Art, and then we have some other surprises. Never know.
You know, you guys always do that to us. You tell us you have a new CD coming out, but then you can't tell us who's working on it. It's a secret. Okay.
Well, I can't let everything out the bag. You know what I'm saying? Then people can be like, "Oh, he already said he already told us that was gonna happen." No, I want to leave it out, leave some surprises. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. Now, when will you come back when the CD is released? And
yes,
so we can,
I will.
You know,
most certainly.
Talk about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great. Thank you. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mike. You have any more questions?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Well, Carl, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me. And Mike and Terry, I appreciate what you guys are doing for the scene and for the movement. And keep on doing what you do.
Yeah, thanks. And if you need anybody to play your drums for you on that cruise, man, you know, you give me a call, bro. I can, you know, take some drums for you out there and screw them up for you on that cruise.
Throw them overboard.
You allow me to bring my suntan lotion.
I don't know, Mike, because I heard you're a bad tambourine player. So I don't know, man. I mean, we may be a bit
too. Oh, man.
I didn't tell him that. That didn't come from me.
No. Seriously, another little bird told me. So, you know. No.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Funny. Carl, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure speaking with you. And I'm sure Mike will see you out and about there in the area as well. Thanks, Mike, for introducing me to Carl.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Well, Carl, you have
a
great
Mike
day.
Yeah, Mike is so cool.
So Mike is watching the football game. That's what he's
doing. Yeah, no, he's like, yeah, that's real nice. What was your name again? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's watching the football game. That's cool. That's all right.
No,
I'll definitely come
off.
Back. Oh, it's going off now, huh? Okay.
look. So what? I had another question. Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, we look forward to talking to you, Carl, when your new jazz CD drops, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for your support. God bless you.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that was Carl C. Mann Anderson, drummer in the Maryland area. Thanks to Mike for introducing him to us. Nice gentleman. Enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you have anything to add before I close and you interrupt me as you usually do?
No, I think I'm good today. Like, for just if you continue to listen to the show, I think. But tomorrow night we have Mark Anton tomorrow night. And this Friday, like I said, this will be tomorrow will be our last show before this Friday. This Friday will be the first American Smooth Jazz Awards. So, like I said, that's going on this Friday. Like I said, as of right now, the Capital Jazz Cruise is going on. And like I said, I know a lot of cruisers are having a great time. I see people tweeting and, you know, stuff like that about it.
So they're having a great time on the boat. What else? Jord Albright. He was just here this Saturday at the Birchmere, like I said. So I said, I totally forgot about that. But Gerald was here yesterday at the Birchmere. So that's about it. Just continue to support the show and support the independent artists that we have on. And I know Terry is looking forward to talking to a young man that we have coming on very, very soon, who we just found out about, who is just phenomenal. So I guess, you know, you can tell him about
that. Yes, and also we have Jonathan Fritzen coming up Wednesday.
That's right.
Wednesday night is Jonathan Fritzen. And then the gentleman, the young artist Mike was referring to, his name is Nicholas Cole. He is 17. He's a keyboardist. The name of his CD is called A Journey of One. I highly, highly, highly recommend this CD. He is on Facebook, Nicholas Cole. I hear Brian Culberson, Brian Culberson, Greg Karukas, David Benoit, and Chris Geit in the CD. He is phenomenal. Just a very talented young man, 17 years old, Nicholas Cole. So he will be on next Saturday, and we'll have his father on, who is his manager as well, to talk about him. So looking forward to that. And there was something else I was going to mention, but it just left me. So I want to thank Amazon Princess, Bonnie Fan Carol, Heavy Metal Mayhem, and Cheryl. Thank you all for hanging out and coming to the chat room. I appreciate that. And, again, tune in tomorrow night for our interview with Mark Antoine. Oh, I knew what I was going to mention. I heard that Will Downing was ill. He was not able to go on to the Capitol Jazz Cruise, and he was replaced because I heard he had pneumonia. So if that's the case, we just want to wish Will well and hopes that he gets well soon. Pneumonia is not something to mess around with. So definitely, you know, we wish him well and hope that he gets well soon so that he can come back out on the road and finish the rest of his days. All right.
Yeah.
You've been listening to
Mike, he was replaced by Jonathan Butler, right?
Okay.
Jonathan Butler.
Yeah. So get well quick, Will. We want to see you back on the road, so get well soon. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow night with Mark Antoine. Until then, keep it smooth.